We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Munns is the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at Munsley. Munns, what were you listening to?
Jeffrey, this is a number called Shattered Dreams by Johnny Hates Jazz. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm.
That's what it is.
Shattered Dreams. Well, when I think of The River in like 1994, I just think of Shattered Dreams on repeat.
I mean, they probably still play it, right?
The River now is more of like what we were, was like FM 100 in the 90s.
Maybe they can mix it in here and there, but it's a good song.
And then a lot of Maroon 5.
All right, well, let's start there. We'll expand out. We'll talk stadium stuff here in a second. But let's talk Memphis basketball first, because obviously Shattered Dreams, a very nice parallel to what's happened here over the last several days officially for the Memphis basketball team.
Completely unintentional.
Yeah. As you've sifted through the carnage here, Munns, and we've obviously had some developments already from a roster standpoint, what do you sense when you talking to people within the program, what the vibe you got in Fort Worth from Penny and from athletic department officials? Like, what is the – how are they proceeding here now that what is, a very important offseason has begun, given where how the program stalled out here at the end of the season?
Yeah, so we talked to Penny right after the game ended, and, Athletic Director Laird Veach spoke a little bit with reporters this morning, kind of on the end of the season, on the season at large, I guess. Just based on their comments and, being able to read the tea leaves and the writing on the wall in between, it seems like this off season is going to be, every off season is about change, but this one seems more so than a normal off season, and more so from less of a cosmetic standpoint and more from a fundamental standpoint. It seems like there's going to have to be some fundamental changes that are made, to within the program, in order to, as Laird Veach said this morning, get things back on track. So I think that
when,
is
when
really
you say
what
fundamental, what are some examples? Not saying like you know exactly what they're going to what would in your mind be examples of fundamental changes, you think, hypothetically?
Well, so the impression that I got from some of Penny's comments last Thursday, was that he recognizes the need to alter his approach to a certain extent, that he has been a player's coach from day one, and that has gotten him that has given him more headaches probably than it's worth at this point. Like, he came right out and said to reporters after the game in the post-game press conference that he let a lot of things slide eventually sort of, I guess, snowballed to a point where it was affecting the team both on the court and off the court. And so he used the word punishment. He's going to start. It sounded based on what he said, like he's going to fundamentally change how he holds players accountable for their actions. And you know, like if he is saying that he is going to veer away from being a player's coach from now on, I think that's a pretty significant development. You know, so there's that, and then you've got what Laird said earlier today, that, like, I don't know that we've ever heard him come out and say after any season that he's been here about Penny Hardaway and Memphis basketball, that they have to, he said, I think what he said was, we have to get this back on track, and we're going to work with Penny to get that done. I don't know that he's ever come out and said out loud, like, you know, stated it, that we are going to work together to get this thing fixed. I think in years past and seasons past, they gave Penny the latitude to get things in order as he saw fit. That the comments that Laird made earlier today makes it seem like he is going to have, you know, some help.
And to your point, it sounded like Laird said he had, it sounded like Penny and him met for a while this morning, kind of to hash out. I'm assuming it was kind of their first extended meeting since the season ended, but they did meet today, according to Laird.
I wanted to ask this, Munz, however you want to take this, but in stakeholders in Tiger basketball program, so not Penny, but you know what I mean? Like the other interested parties, what do you think they would say why this season got off the rails?
Probably, if I had to guess, it would be the drama and the distractions. I mean, you know, this season was full of them. You know, I mean, and you can even start in the off season, last off season, start last April with Mikey Williams and, you know, that whole situation that lingered all the way to January. And, you know, I'm not in any position whatsoever to like have an opinion of how that situation should have been handled. But clearly it was a distraction. It was, you know, you had players being asked about it during the season. Penny was asked about it every single time he spoke for months. And, you know, that seemed like an unnecessary distraction. Once you got to a certain point, it felt like you could have controlled that situation more so than it was. But again, you know, like Penny chose to handle it the way he chose to handle it. And I'm not going to say that it was wrong or right or whatever, but it was something. And then you had, the DeAndre Williams stuff. And like, again, that's not something on its own that you would be like, oh, he shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have tried to get DeAndre Williams back for another year. They shouldn't have gone to the lengths that they went to the point where it too was being asked about of players. Like, yeah, I think during the season, if I remember right, it was that sort of lingered into the start of the season. And then, you know, this past season, Penny was suspended for the first three games. And then, you know, you had the Malcolm stuff at the end of the season.
And the Jordan Brown stuff. You
can't forget about that. Yeah. And then J.J. Taylor left in December. You had, you know, him leaving the program. And so that would be my guess if I was speculating as to what the stakeholders, you know, were probably viewing as the biggest problem with this season, is that it was kind of another season with a lot of drama and a lot of distractions.
Yeah, no, and it's an unfortunate pattern. Not transaction news. Let's start with you brought up the Malcolm situation. You reported over the weekend through an open records request that Memphis, the day before Malcolm's, the announcement that they were looking into a potential eligibility situation with him, day before that happens, the men's basketball academic advisor, who's also the academic advisor for other sports, but she was the men's basketball advisor, academic advisor, was fired what to you is what, obviously it's kind of an incremental, it's not the full picture yet, but what, any significance to that to you in your mind as, you know, for if someone's reading that story?
Yeah, so, I mean, you go back all the way to the beginning of the story, and you have Malcolm, you have the school announcing that Malcolm Dandridge was going to be withheld from competition until further notice while they investigated or reviewed or gathered information, whatever they said in the statement that that they put out, that they were gathering information about a potential eligibility issue, and they didn't go into any more specifics than that. At the time, through sourced reporting, I was able to report that it was related to academics, and, you know, basically simultaneous to the university making the announcement about Malcolm Dandridge, they terminated the men's basketball academic advisor. So, you know, it seems like that you can reasonably draw the conclusion that whatever happened, which is still, I guess, not exactly clear.
Yeah, because they were in the termination letter, I believe they redacted
the reason
why this academic advisor was fired.
Yeah, the reason was plainly stated in the termination letter. However, it was redacted. But one can reasonably assume that given the timing of both things and the fact that it's been reported that it had to do with academics, that the two are related. You know, we'll continue to monitor the story and see how it continues to unfold.
Yeah, that'll obviously be a part of Penny Hardaway's offseason. Another part is the roster. We learned last night, I guess Jonathan Pierre announced, talked to several reporters about he's the portal opened today officially. And he told reporters last night he planned to enter the transfer portal. So that's kind of, I guess, the first domino of the offseason. Any reaction? Was it a surprise to you Jonathan Pierre entered the portal? Didn't seem to be a surprise to me, given how little he played this year. What do you make of that, and what the future, immediate future holds in terms of comings and goings for Memphis?
Not a surprise. Jonathan Pierre was just not really a fit at the University of Memphis from the beginning, both from what I understand, both on the court or off the court. You know, he had trouble getting on the court. I think he averaged like 6 minutes-ish a game. He made one start, played pretty well in that one start, but that was as well as he played all season. So, you know, between that and between the fit and the fact that he wasn't getting any playing time, or very much playing time, you kind of knew that this he was probably going to be real quick about his future plans. So I
was going to say I didn't really like the move of going public with it before you even told Penny Hardaway that you're going to enter the portal. But
oh,
whatever,
with a graphic and everything.
Like, yeah, that I was like, all right, maybe this. Yeah, I don't know about this guy. You got to go tell your coach first, man-to-man, face-to-face, man-to-man, like, hey, I'm transferring before you advertise it to the whole world. That would be, at least publicly. Like, it's one thing if, like, someone's, you know, sourcing it out and whatever, but, like, to, like, very clearly publicly announce it and do multiple interviews about it before you've even talked to your coach about it, I didn't like that. That rubbed me the wrong way.
Even if you assume the head coach knows, which I'm pretty sure Penny did, I don't think that I get the sense that he didn't know. It wasn't.
They had their exit meetings today and tomorrow. Like, you go through the exit meeting, then you announce it.
Yes.
I don't know. That's just me, though. Maybe I'm old fashioned.
I mean, I guess the one thing in fairness is, like, we don't know what meetings were had. You know what I mean?
Well, no, he said very clearly in his interviews he was having his exit interview with Penny today or tomorrow.
But it can always be indicated beforehand. Go look for something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, maybe.
I think a big. I'm telling you, I believe a big reason why all these teams are turning down the NIT, not just Memphis. If you look at most of these teams, they're going to do a ton of roster turnover, mm-hmm. and everyone's turning it down because when the season's over, you don't have to keep paying guys. It allows you to move on. Like it allows you to get in front, if you will, of roster management.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think that I understand, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but like at the same time, I don't understand the clamor and the fervor over why over upset that
ultimately, like I don't see why you would want teams that, yeah, okay, you can
trying to keep ESPN happy.
Yeah, you can twist their arm, but still, like it'll be a better tournament with teams that actually want to be in it. It's ultimately just filler programming.
Yeah, they would tell you the numbers would be better with brands. They would tell you that like part of this all stems from Fox, I guess, apparently threatened to do their own version of the NIT. And part of the concessions to ESPN was the getting rid of, what was it? It limited it to two mid-major regular season champions and so that you could get more brands in because their numbers just show, even if you have a Ohio State who no one cares about, that's still going to draw better than, you know, Indiana State, which is a more fun team that I presume will take it more seriously.
Yeah, so didn't mean to get sidetracked there, but I mean, the other thing is, obviously Jonathan Pierre will not be the last player from this year's roster to enter the transfer portal. It would be a complete and total jaw-dropping shock if he was the only one. But that's also not surprising, in my opinion. And I don't think that it has anything necessarily to do with playing time, or I don't think there's any one thing that you can point to and be like, oh, because Jonathan Pierre didn't get any playing time, he's going to leave, or whoever it may be next who leaves, this is exactly why they left. There are a lot of factors that go into it, and so it's just part of college basketball now, for better or worse, college sports. I do think that on top of all the guys who are out of eligibility, you're going to see a few more guys who leave the program. Now, Nicholas Jourdain has already said he intends to come back. Jalen Young, same thing, said he intends to come back. David Jones is up in the air. So, and then you've got the high school recruit, Jared Harris, the four-star guard out of Texas, who's coming in as we sit here today. He's still committed to come here. It's going to be another off-season. I was talking earlier about an off-season of change. It's going to be a lot of change this off-season.
Munz, we really appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Munz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.